This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. A Galesburg doctor became the patient when he suffered a dire medical emergency a couple years ago. As he wondered why this happened to him, he came up with a plan to aid in his recovery and help others. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger reports.
You took care of almost every child in our family.
This is typical of the greetings pediatrician B.S. Kesavan receives in the lobby of Cottage Hospital while selling and signing copies of his newly released memoir. The book's title is Healing the Mind with Faith, Friendship, and Love. He says all the proceeds are going to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital for pediatric cancer research and treatment. So many people showed up for the two-hour book signing that Kesavan ran out of books. He promised to get more copies, sign the books, and mail them to those who left empty-handed. Kesavan says his life story begins in India, where he grew up. He attended medical school there and became close friends with three classmates. They dubbed themselves the Gang of Four. They wanted to spread their wings after they finished medical school, so they moved to the U.S.
All the other kids wanted to stay there and be a little bit more safe. We wanted to fly, you know. So that's the reason, you know, because of the friendship and motivation and do something different, you know, with no fear.
And in keeping with the idea of having no fear, the four did not simply stick together when they came to the U.S. in the 1970s. They scattered to different parts of the country. Kesavan's path took him to Galesburg in 1976, and during the next four decades, he became a much-beloved pediatrician in the community. Ruth Ann Hanlon of Galesburg says Kesavan saved her youngest son's life. The boy developed spinal meningitis when he was just 10 days old.
We worried that he would have all kinds of cognitive disabilities, deafness, blindness.
But a quick diagnosis by Dr. Kesavan prevented any such problems from arising. Hanlon says her son is now 38 years old and 100% fine. Hanlon says Kesavan is not only a wonderful doctor, but he's a wonderful person.
He is kind and caring and thoughtful, and he made everybody feel like they were special to him. And, you know, that's a special trait in a doctor, especially a pediatrician. I couldn't raise my boys without him.
Hanlon bought three copies of the book, one for each of her boys. Kesavan says this is the first time he's tried writing a book. He says he did a lot of writing and reading when he was a child, but as he grew up, he became busy with medical school and later with his practice. Things changed when he faced his own health crisis. A stroke sidelined Kesavan a couple years ago, and he suddenly found himself with plenty of time as he worked to recover.
So I was just thinking, you know, what I should do. Then suddenly I thought, why don't I write my personal experience in the form of a book? You know, it's like a personal story. And this book is more very positive and telling people, you know, any kind of situation, you can always come up in your life and don't, you know, feel any fear, you know, and always having a faith, you know, faith in yourself and faith in God.
It sounds like you took something negative, the stroke, and turned it into a positive, the book.
Exactly. When I got sick, the first thing it happened to me, why me? Then I thought, why not?
So Kesavan committed himself to getting well and writing the book. He told his physical therapist he would get it done, and now it is done, nearly 2 years after the stroke. Kesavan says the book will give his grandchildren a chance to learn more about him. Based on the response at Cottage Hospital, plenty of other people are also interested in learning more about him.
Can I get a picture with you?
Kesavan says this was the first public signing event for his book.
Yes, I never did before in my life.
And dozens of people showed up. Were you expecting that?
That was a little surprise.
How do you feel seeing so many people show up?
I feel so happy to see them because they are my family. And always I feel they are my children, you know. When they come and smile at me, I'm really happy inside.
Kesavan retired from his practice last year, though he says he's feeling a lot better. He says he's 99% recovered just a couple years after the stroke. Kesavan says his book delivers three interconnected messages. Never give up, fear is the absence of faith, and friendship and love can help you overcome any difficult situation. He says his life is proof of that. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.